Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
The rumor that won't go away for the Browns is the Garrett Wilson rumor. And again, there are legitimate reports that suggest the Jets might be willing to have a fire sale and guys like Quinnen Williams and Garrett Wilson would be available in that event. But in terms of the stuff linking the Browns to Garrett Wilson, as of now, that is the rumor mill. And those are two very different things. I just think when it comes down to it, what Ross Tucker said when he was on with us about 30 minutes ago, 40 minutes ago, I think he's right when it comes to Garrett Wilson and the Cleveland Browns.
I would strongly consider that if I'm the Browns. I mean, because I know what you guys are going to say is, look what Flacco did with the Bengals. Why can't you do it with the Browns? And what I was going to tell you is, have you seen Ja'Marr Chase play football? Even to a lesser extent, T. Higgins. Like, I would take T. Higgins over Jerry Jeudy any day of the week. So that's two Bengals receivers I'd rather have than the Browns' best receiver. I think that's a problem. You know, you're going to have a young quarterback one way or the other. I think it'd really be nice if you had a truly high-end receiver. Jeudy is not that. I don't know that he's ever been that. I know there are some statistical years where he's been pretty good, but I would feel much better about Garrett Wilson than I would Jerry Jeudy moving forward.
I just think it's an obvious move. When you have a chance to get guys who could be top 5, top 10, top 15 at their position, and especially when they're 25, 26 years old, as long as the price is right, you make that move.
Well, so that's the thing. I can't find anybody that's saying no right now, and maybe this is where I should have been like, so Ross, would you do it for the first round pick and, or would you do it for which first round pick? Because at this point, it sounds like we're down to the negotiating table side of this. I unless you see a Browns fan that I don't, it does feel like everyone universally is like, yeah, Garrett Wilson, great at football. Let's do that.
Yeah, the only objection that I saw, and I thought it was interesting, is, well, what if it makes the offense too good to be this bad? And I think I've just decided I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, too. Too good to be this bad? So well, instead you win 6 or 7 games, and then your draft pick that you're sending off for Wilson isn't that high anyway?
Yeah. Well, I mean, or 6 or 7 games, and if you take the Jacksonville pick, well, now you don't have as much collateral to move up for a quarterback. Yeah, worry about that when that comes. Like, I think we've started to get out of operational order, and I understand, like, I've done it too. When we tanked, I went all the way in on that, right? Hey, I didn't yell as loud as I should when you cut Joe Haden over like $5 million. When you released 24-year-old Jordan Poyer over like $1.5 million. That, like, those are things that you do that are incredibly dumb to save a minuscule amount of money. With this, the NFL is a talent business. Now, am I a little afraid that I don't know Kevin Stefanski can deal with a big personality wide receiver, which Garrett 100% is, even if he's not as loud as OBJ? Yep. I'll also deal with that when that comes as well.
Do you feel like Andrew Berry at this point would make this type of move? I feel like Andrew Berry, he operates very similar to the Guardians in many respects. It feels like he's got to be on the right end of any trade terms, and he doesn't often end up in a spot where it feels like there's the slightest chance of an overpay.
Yes, and I think that's that. Ironically, it might be the place that I trust Andrew Berry completely in, is it's like whatever the price is that you're going to give for Garrett Wilson is going to be like the lowest price you can give while still making the trade.
Well, that's the hard part, though.
AJ McCarron for a second and a third here.
I've trusted in him in that belief, but then the hard part there is that I do feel like there's another team out there, and I don't know which team this would be. There's a lot of teams that need wide receiver, and there's a lot of teams, like Giants come first of mind, that it would drastically help shape that room. And you're like, well, there's going to be somebody that's willing to pony up more than what Andrew Berry typically can pony up.
All right, so I don't know that this is why the rumor's out there, but I can understand if you see the Browns linked, if we do end up getting a report from a national person that the Browns are linked to Garrett Wilson, it wouldn't surprise me if a team like the Jets put that out there because people know about Andrew Berry's aggressiveness. Meaning that the Jets might be thinking, all right, who's a person, if we throw this name's connected to this player, people are going to go, oh, that guy's aggressive. He's going to pay some, he's going to, you know, like basically drive the sense of urgency for Garrett Wilson. I could see the Browns, if they're not truly interested in making this move because of where they are in their build, I could see them being used in certain talks because I think they have been previously.
I mean, but I just look at Andrew Berry and I see him like the fifth round trade for someone like Amari Cooper. And you look at like the deals like that Andrew Berry's authored up before, it doesn't scream first round pick trade for wide receiver. I'd love to see it, but it feels more John Dorsey than it does Andrew Berry.
So I think what's interesting is, I don't know, maybe Garrett Wilson makes you a 6-win or 7-win team as opposed to old 3-win Wilson over here.
Yeah, well, it's a future play, not a this right now play anyway.
I think it's both. I think that's the beauty of the move, is I do think it gives you a better chance to truly, yeah, like there are no excuses with Dylan Gabriel there, even if the line's still a problem. And the same thing with Shador. Like, okay, you're giving those guys who you drafted a better chance right now.
Well, I do like that side of it.
To see themselves. And I think it takes some of the pressure off Jerry Jeudy to where he doesn't feel like he has to be the only guy in the world either.
Yeah, because right now it really does feel that way with Jerry Jeudy. When you watch him, like, the man is pressing every opportunity. He seems like he's desperate for catches. He's desperate to not drop the football.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, but I talking about desperation, I think we're desperate for hope. And I think that's fair. Like, I think part of the level of anger that I've had on, again, in a season that I didn't think you were going to win many games. And I'm still very angry when I'm seeing a team defeat itself as opposed to being beaten, right? And a lot of that is driven from, it didn't have to get here. Even though I accepted what I thought this season was, it didn't have to get here. Like, the amount of mistakes that they made to make this happen is very frustrating to watch play out in real time. When we talk about, like, significant hope, trading for a playmaker like Garrett Wilson, that's the kind of thing that can inject you in hope. And even if it only takes you to a 6-win team this year, that is a chip that you can say going into next year's draft. If you end up with the 8th pick and you end up the 3rd quarterback off the board, you can go, well, now I don't have to worry about getting that guy number one receiver because we got one.
Well, and a small aside on this, and this is not the reason why you make the move, but it's a nice benefactor of this, is that it shuts people like Miles Garrett up. Like Miles will still
complain. I don't think anything's going to shut Miles up.
He'll still complain, but it won't be to the degree. Like, if I think the frustration with Miles has always been when it feels like just nobody else around him is giving nearly the effort or trying as hard as he is. I feel like that's when he gets agitated the most, or when he feels like he's playing for nothing, essentially. If you trade for Garrett Wilson, you're not going to make the playoffs, but you no longer have that thought of every week is just going through the motions.
Well, and whether it's Miles, and again, I don't like...
That's a
Miles,
jolt to the locker room in a positive way.
Just a real quick circle back is the way I answered it. People might take it as a shot at Miles. I don't think there's anything that should shut Miles up this year if you're going to end up being a 5 or 6 win team.
I like you trying to correct a shot at Miles there. That's
fine. Well, yeah, because I went very hard at him on Friday. Like, I wasn't taking a shot there. And I like to... when I take a shot, you'll know I take a shot. However, like with this... I think it'd be
funny if Miles was like, that's the one. Dang it.
Or if he was like,
Nick, that's the final straw, Nick.
He's like, oh, he didn't take a shot. And he just checks that off the list. Like, okay, only one real aggressive shot in the last.
He's Buscemi in the Adam Sandler movie.
Billy Madison.
There we go.
Why did I struggle so hard with that? A movie I've watched 100 times. Now,
Miles putting the lipstick on his face.
I do think it's just easy
crossing
to check
Nick's name off.
Another thing off the list, though. Like, that's one of the reasons why, again, if I didn't think Garrett Wilson was a number one receiver, if I thought he was like Jalen Waddle at point, I think it was year two, had like 1,300 yards. And I remember thinking like, oh, they've got two number ones. And then I watched him play the next three years.
His career happened, yeah.
Like, Garrett's been a very consistent, productive player, 1,100 yards, 1,200 yards.
With bad quarterbacks.
And I think it's just another easy thing to check off your list. Okay, now I've got a great running back in Quinshon. I've got a great wide receiver one in Garrett Wilson, a very nice wide receiver two in Judy, one or two starting tight ends, depending what you do with Njoku and Fannin. So then your checklist this offseason on the offensive side is get the young quarterback or get a veteran quarterback of substance and rebuild that offensive line.
That feels very manageable in one offseason. What you get to do is then try to do what the Bears did this last offseason, where they just put everything towards the offensive and really just the offensive line and getting that center and the two guard spots figured out. Like, that's then you get to mimic what Ben Johnson did, and that's a different conversation than what we're currently having around this team. I do find it interesting, and rightfully so. The amount of people that love him because of Ohio State is one thing, but we have to think about the age in this, because so many people are like, well, where's the conversations when it came to A.J. Brown? Because A.J. Brown, we didn't have these conversations. A.J. Brown is being shopped around to everybody. Patriots are going to be interested in that. Like, there's all sorts of teams that are in on the A.J. Brown sweepstakes. We're not one of them. Mm-hmm. That's a different story to me than what Wilson offers up.
A.J. also is making $30-plus million a year, and I think Garrett's making like 20, 22. 22, 23, somewhere in there.
We just want a Wilson Browns jersey, don't you? That's what you really want.
That too.
That's an easy buy.
A fat man does not look good in single digit numbers. Even if he was number 10, right? Isn't that what he is now? Even if he was number 10.
No, he's 17.
Number 17? Yeah, nope. I look good in some linebacker jerseys, but I look good in the 60s, 70s, and 90s. That's where I look good at.
Yeah, but it's your last name.
Yeah, don't care. Gonna have to ask him, like, Garrett, can you do me a favor and be 99?
Can you choose 87?
Can you choose a nose tackle number just for me so I won't look ridiculous?
I think it's an auto buy. I think if it's your last name and the player plays for your hometown team, I think it's an auto buy.
But then I'll be like, no, it's for my name because that's my name.
Well, yeah, and that might be an argument in and of itself. He comes on the station and you're like, so Garrett, I'm the Wilson in town, just so you know, and we'll see how that goes.
You know, somewhere back, we're related, so keep it in the family.
This is like your rule at the station where you're the only Nick, and if any other Nick is like Padone, has to be addressed by his last name.
And then we get Henry Louis Gates on the show, and then it gets really uncomfortable for a small amount of time. That guy in Cleveland, Bonjour Bob, saying, if it's a second and a player, depending on the player, I'd feel more comfortable with the trade for Wilson than I would be in trading a first.
Again, but this isn't, you're not drunk at 3 a.m. This isn't Xbox. Like, you have to, a second
yes,
round
but it
pick.
Is the Jets.
But a second round pick isn't going to get it done.
Drunk at 3 a.m.
They
playing
know,
Xbox.
They know you have 2 firsts, and they're going to start the conversation at 1 first, and then we go from there. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see if Andrew Berry wants to bite at this one.
Yeah, fair. But if you were to get him for a second, the laser eyes beams would just be out of control.
How about that second in Harold Fannin? He almost told me, with his eyes, he told me, you shut your dirty mouth, is what he told me right there.
There was a different word. Dirty, but then there was a word before that. 216-474-0092. The rumor that will not go away is that the Browns have significant interest in trading for Garrett Wilson. How much would the Garrett Wilson move change your viewpoint of where the Browns are at? That is a gigantic piece that you can check off the board for the next 5 years for the Cleveland Browns. We'll ask that of Ashley Bastock at Cleveland.com, though, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.